All right, we're good. Yep.
Hit it.
Good afternoon. This is the March 15th meeting of Business Transportation Committee. We got a few little quick work sessions here, and then we'll get to the informational meeting. We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 94.
Mr. Chairman, I would move Senate Bill 94 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
It's been moved to send Senate Bill 94 to the floor with a due pass. Any discussion? Anybody oppose?
So you're going to carry, right?
You need a carrier.
Oh, we need a carrier. I would say the good senator that made the motion should probably carry that one. How about that?
I'll get it.
Perfect. Perfect. You might end up with a lot of carries today.
Okay. Open 330.
Okay. We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 330.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 330 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senate Bill 330 has been moved to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any opposition? And seeing no opposition, Senate Bill 330 is moved to the floor with a due pass.
Carry it.
Senator Riley, to carry that one? You're off the hook. We're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 334.
Mr. Chair, I would move that we adopt the -2 amendments to Senate Bill 334.
It's been moved to move the -2 to Senate Bill 334. Any discussion? Any opposition? The -2 has been moved to 334.
Mr. Chair, I would move 334 with the -2 amendment to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
It's been moved to send Senate Bill 334 with the -2 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Any opposition? So moved.
And, you need a carrier.
You might have the chair carry this one.
We'll let the chair carry because he's not here. That's a great idea.
Hey. It's his area.
Okay, we're going to open a work session on Senate Bill 532.
Mr. Chair, if I may,
yes.
On this one. So we have previously, when we met on 3-6, we adopted the -1 amendment at that time.
Okay.
We didn't move the bill because we didn't have the paperwork for the -1 amendment. We have that paperwork now, so we're within the rules. Okay. We have also since received a -3 amendment, which is what the motion will be on this.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I would move the -3 amendments to Senate Bill 532.
It's been moved, the -3 amendment, mm-hmm. to 532. Any discussion? Any opposition?
And Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 532 with the -3 and -1 amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
It's been moved, Senate Bill with the -3 and -1.
Yeah, that we already
did. The -1 that we already did. To the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion? Any opposition?
Burdick should carry it.
Burdick will carry.
Sounds good.
Okay. Senator Burdick.
Senator Burdick will carry.
And then, Mr. Chair, so did you want to announce that 134 was still waiting?
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, we're going to delay 134. And if the chair.
Oh, that one we're going to wait till.
We'll wait till later. 134 has been moved by the paperwork.
Correct.
And 109 we're waiting on.
And
109 is what Senator Johnson is for?
No. She's for the information.
Yeah. Oh, that one we'll wait until the chair's back.
Yeah. Mr. Chair. Okay. So our work sessions are done, and we are going to have an informational hearing.
That's what Senator Johnson's here for.
Absolutely. Come on up.
Thank you.
Thanks for waiting.
You don't get one, you get three.
Did you do a little spiel on it? Or?
No. Okay.
Good afternoon, colleagues, and thank you so much for your courtesy in allowing us to present to you an opportunity that I think is transformational for the state, for the region, and I would submit to you respectfully, our country. This is an opportunity to replicate a success story of unparalleled dimensions that occurred in Sheffield, England, under the guidance and leadership of Adrian Allen. And he's going to describe to you what happened in a spent coal mine that changed the economic landscape of Sheffield and continues to change it, and I will not steal his comments. With me is Adrian Allen from the AMRC, the Advanced Manufacturing Research Center in Sheffield with the University of Sheffield. Bill Gary, a loaned executive from the Boeing company that is helping us stand up our version of the AMRC here in Oregon. We're going to show you a quick video. I think it's a couple of minutes long that introduces the subject, and then Adrian will share with you what it is that we're trying to accomplish here in Oregon.
Everything that's good has an engineer at the heart of it. So if we as companies, as regions, as a nation are not bringing people into engineering, we're missing something key. This Boeing AMRC model, this academic, industrial, governmental collaboration that set us apart from, I'd say, other academic institutions, is the fact that our research has an industry partnership. We couldn't welcome the center without that Boeing name badge on it. Big companies, they come to us to help them develop this process for manufacturing parts. The Boeing model, it's almost like instead of giving you fish, it's teach you how to fish. We have got major global companies coming in here, partnering with us on major projects. There are companies out there now who have made decisions going forward based on our data, based on our practices, that have fundamentally changed the way they go about their business. The aerospace industry is key in the United Kingdom. There are millions of jobs that depend on the success we have. The Boeing company is responsible for 55,000 jobs. And since 2004, when we opened the first Boeing Advanced Manufacturing Research Center, it's grown to having over 1,800 good, sustainable jobs on there, high-tech jobs, and it's expanding every single day. And just this week, we took on 164 apprentices, and our plans are next year, 250, and for every year following. We've done the full loop, design, manufacture, test, and the human resource side of it. We really have changed an industrial landscape. The place we're in today is an ex-coal mine that had been closed in the 1970s. High unemployment, in fact, no employment whatsoever. So growing up and witnessing that, we wanted to actually do something about that, redress the balance. You can imagine being born and bred here, to see something good at long last come out of a site that was so much sorrow in, is particularly fulfilling.
Well, that's the high-level overview of the AMRC, the Advanced Manufacturing Research Center. I will just add before Adrian speaks that on my own time and my own dime, I went to Sheffield. I had been such an advocate for this, I thought I ought to see it. And it was better by a factor of a lot in reality than it was in my imagination. They are doing extraordinary stuff there in a variety of disciplines, and it was simply extraordinary. And I am so pleased that Adrian is willing to help us try to replicate his success. So with that, Adrian Allen.
I believe the formality is to announce who I am. My name's Allen, Adrian Allen, from Sheffield, England. And as Senator Johnson says, I'm here to support an effort along with my research partner, the Boeing Company, and a number of manufacturing companies around here to help them build a center that has the capacity, capability, commitment to do something radically different. And today, I believe it's the Transport Committee today, is that right, here?
Transportation.
We were the House.
All right, okay. Well, one of the focuses within there is going to be advanced transport systems, structures for advanced transport. I don't think that there's a shared ambition, I think, and a shared need for looking into future transport systems, notwithstanding the fact that aircraft, rail, trucks, all of these are facing tremendous legislative targets over forthcoming years in terms of reduced emissions, whether they're particulate, i.e., you know, the waste coming out, or indeed audio. We've got to reduce the noise. So we've got to make these transport systems in a different way. And that'll fundamentally, I believe, mean we have to make the things lighter or run them hotter, either or. They're the only two ways we're going to hit those targets. So there's a distinct opportunity, if we've got the ways and means, to develop structures going forward in the future that hit the help these major companies hit these targets. And certainly we at our centre have that as a focus going forward. Part of the reason we're doing that in the UK, and we share this need, I think, with or this want, like yourselves, to have good, well-paid jobs. And one of the target sectors we picked out some 12 years ago was advanced transport systems. The reason is all these big companies, and you have your own big companies here, notwithstanding the Boeing company, we have Daimler Trucks, we have Vigor Shipbuilding, we have Greenbrier within here. We've got trains, basically, and Betsy's picked up on it, or she's using a phrase, you know, fly it, freight it, or float it. We've got to be on it type thing. So really, I think there's that opportunity, given that all of those markets are set to double in the next 10 years. This company here has got to build twice as many aircraft per year. So it's got to look at new tools, techniques, technologies. We picked up on that, and we've helped them develop those in Sheffield, England. But they need something closer to home. And I think on the success we've done at our center with the Boeing company and Rolls-Royce and a lot of other companies beside, I think local companies here, certainly the ones I've had the privilege of visiting, share that common goal to get involved in this, to move this agenda forward. Just in passing, this last few weeks, people say it can't just be aerospace and you can't silo it just into there. Well, that's the same again in the UK. So I work with aero engine, I work with shipbuilders, I work with submarine builders and a host of other things. But given that our mission was to get a research center on a piece of dilapidated land, and it was dilapidated, this thing was pestilent and had dead animals and a few old bodies in the mines and things we uncovered when we were developing it. We started with 8 people in a very, very small center, a fraction of the size of what you have here today already in place. And that has gone now, basically 12 and a half years later. We have got 1,100 direct staff. I've got well in excess of 500 masters and PhDs in there. Not one of them is funded by our government. All of them are funded by industry. I've also got 250 what we call apprentice engineers coming through an academy. And again, there is an academy plan in place here. 250 a year, and every single one of them is backed and supported by a local company. Our apprentices at 16 going through to 19 all earn $12,000 a year. That's the value we place on putting manufacturing, high-value manufacturing jobs at the forefront of our local economy going forward. So Senator Johnson came over. She saw what we'd done. She wasn't unique as a government minister. Over the last couple of years, we've had well in excess of 30 countries coming in with their ministers of trade, ministers of education, to have a look at how we've made sense of this academic industry paradigm and how we've actually made an extreme success out of academia, industry, and government working together to a common goal.
Thank you. One of the questions that comes up all the time is why Scappoose? Because I have had colleagues say, well, I got 200 acres in my district. Why aren't you down here? And I want to answer that question for you so that you understand the sweep, the Oregon and regional sweep of this. One of the reasons is that in Gresham, there are 1,600 Boeing employees. And I'll let Boeing tell the story of their employees and why it is that it's so important that we keep that plant vital. Scappoose is within an hour drive to Gresham. It's also within an about 45-minute drive of Senator Riley's district, where Intel's largest global R&D is. And in England, they have had what they refer to as the Boeing effect, where folks are so interested in clustering around Boeing and Boeing's R&D that they are establishing roots on the campus of Adrian's facility. Senator Riley, we have just been approached by one of Intel's major suppliers. suppliers that wants to be closer to Intel, and as a result is looking for available land. It took us 10 years and a very patient developer to bring 200 acres of greenfield land inside the UGB. That happened simultaneously with PCC owing South Columbia County a bricks and mortar campus. And so this constellation of events has given rise to the academic institution, PCC, that will train the apprentices. We're also in partnership with PSU, OSU, and in an act of stunning political courage, it was Oregon Tech that stepped up and bought a building. And so we have our locus, we have an address, a local philanthropist realized we needed better ingress and egress, gave us property that when it was monetized has a value of about $400,000 to punch a better road into the facility. That construction is happening right now. And so PSU, OSU, OIT, PCC, and Hands Across the Ocean, University of Sheffield. The bill will tell you that Boeing is just now breaking ground on a new building at the University of Sheffield and their relationship with Gresham. The point I want to make is that this is Klamath Falls, Albany, Hillsborough, Gresham, Pendleton with the UAS presence, Corvallis, Portland, Wilsonville, and Salem. The three of us toured a career technical institute in the Salem-Keizer School District this afternoon, and it is simply dazzling. And the question that their leadership asked was, what kind of a relationship can we have with OMIC? And our answer pretty much was, anything you want. We want this to have significance for all of Oregon. And why does that matter? We're going to be asking for money in a very austere budget situation. All of us. Many of you were on Ways and Means. You know how difficult this is going to be. We're asking for capital and operating. But I think that by the time we have told our story repeatedly in the legislature, that regardless of what geography you hail from, folks here will realize this is the opportunity to bring the kind of high-paying jobs that create the revenue, the tax revenue, that we need to help support our state. So Bill's going to tell you a little bit about Gresham. I'll close, and then we'll go away and let you get on with your committee.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. For the record, my name is William Gary from the Boeing Company, and I love following Betsy. She's great. I'm going to Google as soon as I get off a factor of a lot and see how that comes up. Yeah. But I'm sure it's a technical term that I'm not familiar with, and we'll go from there. But anyway, I certainly appreciate your time today, and it's been a whirlwind for us. We've been very busy, but we believe in this project, and we're very, very committed to it. The Gresham plant, as Betsy said, 1,600 employees, a unique facility there. Actuation systems is what goes on at Gresham, and hard metal machining. The jobs that that come to the Gresham plant are the jobs that no other part of the Boeing Company wants to do. They're the hard ones, the ones that make engineers, make machinists, make designers scratch their head and, you know, quite frankly, want to climb up on the roof and jump off. But the team at Gresham takes on those challenges and delivers day after day after day. Gresham is the largest hard metal machining facility in the world, and it's a quite a unique place, primarily because not only of what I just described, but their skill in making actuation systems and gears. Cutting gears is pretty much a lost art in this country. I know it's a lost art in England, where Adrian and I have worked together to create an opportunity to bring that back to England and bring it back to the U.S. by opening a new manufacturing facility tied to the Portland plant called Boeing Sheffield, where skilled artisans will be able to create parts and push them out into the assembly process in Gresham, creating jobs both in England and in the U.S. here in Portland. So we're very excited about that opportunity. But oddly enough, most of the guys at that plant look an awful lot like me. And we're one bad meeting away from heading for Arizona. So the other part of the project is this workforce training concept that we've been able to discover and refine at the AMRC's apprentice training program. The idea of bringing Portland Community College into the circle of the OMIC family drives us to a qualified workforce that will support these new technologies that will be developed at OMIC. Be mindful. We can train all of the young people we want, and all of us old guys can go off to Arizona. But if we don't have strong, viable, sustainable manufacturing in this state, they'll leave. And we'll be stuck with a bunch of old guys up here in the summertime. So I'm going to leave it at that. The idea of faster, cleaner, greener, more dynamic R&D is at the pinnacle of the OMIC R&D, and we're looking for your support to be able to support that. So thank you very much.
Question?
Yeah.
Question?
Senator Riley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Before you all go, I want to say I've been watching this for a while, Senator Johnson. I really want to tell you how much I appreciate your stewardship of this. You've been herding it through and doing yeoman's work, and I really appreciate it. It's going to be a really great place when we get it done.
Thank you.
Senator Monroe.
Yeah, doesn't Boeing also have a relationship with Mount Hood Community College in training some of your employees?
We do, in fact, and we reach across many of the community colleges in the state, and also in that other state up north, in Clark College. The technical training programs at the community colleges are certainly the foundations for the people that come to Boeing and bring their skills to us. We also have an apprentice training program internal to the Boeing plant, where we bring those folks from the technical training and then put them in a work environment and get them to develop the understanding of the work culture and make sure that they integrate into our family and then build a skill set up to make us be able to compete.
Yeah, additional. Yeah. I just came through about a decade on the board of Mount Hood Community College and helped hire their new president, Dr. Dar, and am proud of the work that they're doing and the relationship that they have with Boeing to train employees.
The training program at the Boeing Company is a joint program between the trade unions and the Boeing Company. A tremendous way to link up those two groups of people. And I might add that Adrian and I meet with the trade unions regularly. To make sure that they're aligned to this project and are supporting as much as we can support them.
Good.
And Senator Monroe, I just want to assure you that we are completely ecumenical. The theory here is the water in the harbor rises and all the boats float. There are relationships to be had everywhere. The handout that you have details some of the business relationships as well as the academic relationships. Our other intent is not to usurp or replicate things that are already successfully working in some of our powerhouse research institutes, PSU or OSU. We are in no way interested in a usurpation of any of their spires of excellence. There's plenty of work to go around. And I want to conclude by saying, especially for those of you on Ways and Means, this is not an enterprise coming saying, just give us money. There is a huge investment already. With Adrian's global reach, we have already had somewhere in the area of $12 to $15 million worth of donated equipment. He called me from the UK as I was coming under the building the other day to go to work, announcing that an Austrian company has just given us a machine worth 2.5 million euros. And so we will need operating money to get that machine here, to get people trained so the trainers can be the trainers. We have other machines coming from far-flung parts of the earth. And so this is a partnership where industry has real skin in the game. That's the important piece to remember, and we will continue to have this happen. And it's not because these companies love Oregon. It's because the Boeing possibility of getting into their supply chain is like catnip to these companies that want the opportunity to manage some part of the actuation system for the next generation of flying machines. The FAA certification is so difficult to achieve that once a device is specced on a 737 or a 777X, whatever it is, it's there for the next 25 years. And so our job is to make it greener, cleaner, more fuel efficient, faster. We're not doing the kind of research here that results in dissertations. We're doing the kind of research that results in commercialization of product that goes right onto the next truck, right onto the next fancy floating device that Vigor is making. And when I say floating device, they've got unmanned waterborne vehicles right now, some of which are done for the United States government. So we have a real opportunity to have Oregon parts on all sorts of things around the world, and this is the first step, and I commend it for your consideration, and hopefully when it comes to a budget near you, your yes vote.
Well, since it will be coming to a budget near me, how much do you want?
Thank you for asking. We are looking for $6 million in bonding capacity. That would be Article 11Q because it's going to OIT, Oregon Tech, and PCC. And we're looking for $6 million in operating. And I am already, as a Ways and Means, are scouring budgets, looking for money that can be repurposed. Places where we have made expenditures can declare victory and move on. It is not an insubstantial ask, but if we're going to bring this thing to the fullness of its promise, we got to get wind under our wings, so to speak, Boeing, right from the get-go. So, yes, Mr. Chair of Capital Construction, we'll be talking.
Technically, that's wind over our wings, I think.
It is wind over our wings. Thank you for the aerodynamic lesson. Thank you. That concludes our presentation, and we thank you for your patience and your attention.
Thanks, Senator Johnson. Great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We can, the other bills, we can, we'll put on a later agenda, Mr.
We'll put on the couple bills that were on the agenda, we'll roll over, and no other business in the House, we are adjourned.
We're in the Senate.
We are adjourned.
We're in the Senate.